Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey, James, and Breezy on your Monday morning. Thank you so much for listening. Breeze had a bit of a revelation over the weekend as she was out there doing all the woodsy stuff, like watching satellite TV and having weak Wi-Fi and playing in the arcade room in her girlfriend's parents' house in the Adirondacks. You know, all the typical woodsy stuff.
You're just bitter. You're just bitter because that's not your type of camping.
It
that's
sounds
my type of camping.
Awesome. It, actually, no, that is definitely my type of camping, but it's not really a camping. It's just you're in the woods. You're in a nice house
no,
in the woods.
I'm not like dirtbag Nick where I'm like, we were camping. Like, no, we were in a very nice,
yes,
warm bed.
But still, being in the woods isn't exactly like your thing.
No.
Even surrounded by all those nice amenities.
Nature, like.
Yeah. I mean, we've discussed at length Breezy's disgust and hatred for birds. So, you know, there's more birds in the woods than anywhere else. So the fact that you would go in there, it's kind of surprising.
It's very true.
But it's, you know, we do crazy things for love, Breeze.
We do. We really do. And I was thinking about this while I was, you know, just ripping up on the four-wheeler of like, this isn't me. But with that being said, I can get down with it. I can hang.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
Well, it's always nice to try new experiences too.
Yeah, I can enjoy myself in things that aren't my thing.
Yeah, think about how little you would do if all you did was stuff that's quote your thing.
I know.
And who knows? You could try something that's not your thing that becomes your thing. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Breeze could become a like professional ATV stunt driver. Who knows? Possible. You can't tell me it's not possible.
I'm here to tell you that's completely impossible, yeah. That's
no,
not possible.
No. Unlikely, sure. I'll take that. Impossible, no.
So as we're, you know, ripping it up, and I'm driving, which Rachel was praying on the back of the four-wheeler the whole time of like, please God, no.
By the way, out of all of the tests of a relationship, there's a good one.
I know.
This works. You learn a lot about your relationship when you are on like that. I think of like being on a jet ski.
Yeah.
Any dual vehicle, you learn a lot.
That you're not like strapped into.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of moving parts, especially the dogs were like running around. So that was scary for me as well, and her, probably more for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking to myself, like, I know girls. And I'm trying to like make this very generalized, so I'm not like just talking about girls, but I've really only met girls who do this, who will just completely engulf themselves in their significant other's lifestyle and hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, I have this one friend who really truly has never been into like hunting or fishing in her entire life, and now she's like gets all the Bass Pro, you know,
yeah,
news articles and coupon
super
emails.
Into it. Yeah.
And like,
for the record, too,
sponsor.
This isn't just a woman thing. It happens with men, too.
Really?
I definitely know guys who got into stuff that their significant other got them
like,
into.
Like what? Because
If I said it, it would out the person that I'm thinking of, and I don't want to do that, so I'm not going to.
Seriously?
Yeah. It would be pretty easy to figure out. But no, it works both ways.
Really?
Well, these people are what? Chameleons, right?
They're chameleons, yeah.
You're able to adapt to whatever setting that you're in. And for a lot of people, they tend to adapt based on whatever relationship they're in. So, okay,
I think that's kind of dangerous, though.
Here's an example. Here's an example that won't get me in trouble. So like
you're being very cryptic this morning.
You know, CrossFit, for example, could be one of these things where you never even thought about doing it, but your significant other does it, and you wanna do things they like, and you wanna have things to bond over, so you do and get super into it, and then you're like all about it, right? Even though you know this guy he was lifting donuts before, that was about it, and now he's pushing tires. But here's the thing. We're talking about it as if it's like a bad thing.
I think it is kind of annoying though.
Why?
I don't know. For the hunting and fishing thing, it's like if you guys were to break up, God forbid, are you still gonna do that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, you don't know.
No.
No, that's
you're gonna
thing.
Go out in the tree stand by yourself and go hunting by yourself.
Maybe she'll find another guy that likes hunting. I don't know. I guess by
can't really get down with the whole hunt thing.
Because essentially, I think what you're trying to get at nicely is saying that it's fake to do this, right?
I think it is a little fake.
You're not being true to yourself. But that
and I. But here's the difference between me and these people that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm not a fraud. Like, I wouldn't sit here and be like, oh my God, I literally love the woods. Like, birds are my people. Yeah. Like, I can't wait to just, like, rub some dirt in my busted out knee. Like, no, I would never do that. I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. If anything, I would talk and complain about how much I don't like the woods.
Sure.
Which is extremely on brand for me. And that, hence, staying true to myself.
I think you can only say that about someone if they claim to have always loved it when you know for a fact they haven't. Because what you're...
I know some people that do that.
That I will 100% agree. But what you are saying is that people can't change and alter themselves, right? Because who knows? Maybe that friend of yours that was never into hunting and fishing just never experienced it before. And then they got the opportunity to, and it opened up a whole new world. Isn't it a good thing? I mean, they're evolving. I think that's good. Otherwise, we'd all just be stagnant, and it would all just like the same things. So,
but I think it's kind of dangerous in the sense of, like, you lose your sense of identity, kind of, because you're so engulfed in your significant other's hobbies and things that they like. Like, what do you like to do? Like, can you stand on your own and be like, yeah, I like to do X?
I mean, I think there should be a balance. There should be some stuff that you like to do with your significant other, and there should be some stuff you like to do on your own. Like, my wife could care less about golfing. Her biggest feeling about golfing is that she doesn't like it because
it's
away too much. Like, that's her thing. But I don't think it would be necessarily a bad thing if she, like, all of a sudden started playing. We get to spend more time together. I don't know.
I think that's true.
I see this less negatively than you do for some reason.
I think this is true, but it draws a line of like, okay, if St. Courtney's all of a sudden, you know, gets a part-time job as a bag gal, and then she's like also painting her body green when Notre Dame plays, and then she's also like,
yeah,
you know, just pretending like she loves talking on the radio, like, that's just, let's just calm down.
Okay, so what you're saying is that these people are turning into their significant others. Yeah. And they have nothing else. Maybe they don't have any, maybe they didn't have any hobbies.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
They did! Like, I know these people. I'm friends with these people.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Are they happy?
I don't know. I don't know. They're in camouflage. I can't see them. I don't see them. They're in the tree stands.
I think this is more
they're
normal.
They're fishing. They're hunting. I don't know.
As long as they're happy, what does it really matter, I suppose?
I just hope. My biggest fear about all of it, I'll say it again. It's like,
you know
if
this
something
is?
Were
okay.
to happen.
Oh, I know. I know what it is.
What?
I know. I was trying to figure out, like, why is this all stuck up in your craw?
Stop saying that.
It's
grandfather.
It's because you hate change. That's what this is all about. It's because you hate change and you like to view the people through the lens that you have of them. And then when they go and do these other things, it changes that. And you don't like that.
And I also don't want them to change twice. So.
I mean, they can change as much as they want. There's no rule.
No.
You can change all you want.
I don't think so.
This is what it's all about. This is why this bothers you so much. It's because you hate change.
Hunting. Fishing, Leonard.
But maybe they are super into it now. You don't know. You don't know what's in their heart.
Maybe they are. Maybe they are. I'm just here to clear my name and say I'm not a fraud.
Yeah. Yeah. When you
I had fun in the woods this weekend, but yeah. Like
in the, in
we're
the
done.
Woods. In the woods.
In the woods.
All right. Not gonna catch Breezy hiking with a tent on her back. That's for sure.
No. Miss me with that one.
All right. Well, way to stay true to you, Breeze. Way to stay true to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!